How's that sound, guys?
Sounds good to me.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, yo.
Joins us from this side of the glory hole now. Let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Dynamite. Art's taking us back in time. Phone calling, today's communication, paper, digital, wet signatures, cursive, checks. So let's talk about how we used to do it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
With phone calls. Do you remember having to have a fucking phone in your house hooked up to cords and shit? And like when you try to talk up bitches?
Yes.
And you'd have to be at the phone to be using the phone.
Do you remember having to call a girl's house and saying, may I please speak to you?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My fuck, bro. Now that you get nudes direct,
right?
From the drop.
You don't have to go through their parents for that.
You don't have to go through their parents for nudes.
How about just the idea of like making phone calls? Like, how often do you guys make a phone call
now
on your personal phone? Maybe you do it for work. I don't know, but
almost never. Nowadays, I hate phone calls.
So, would you say mostly texting, video calls? Like, what has changed?
Mostly texting.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, 99% of my communication is via text now.
Like, unless it's an emergency,
need
an answer now, or it's
the
a timely
call
event.
Has now turned into, it is an emergency
personal
only.
911.
Am I telling you? Am I saying this right?
Yeah.
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 Like, and when I get a phone call from someone I know, I'm like, oh my fuck, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well.
Like, immediately. I feel like.
Or they need to know something right away.
No, I always feel like it's like, shit, something's gone wrong. Otherwise, they would text me.
Being in a long distance relationship, however,
okay,
I do talk on the phone with one person.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, video call. I feel like video calling is different than phone calls.
No, we don't video call.
They're old school.
Yeah,
they're old school.
Well, I just fucking with them.
And because we used to talk on the phone the first time we dated, so that was
throwback
before all this tech came into play.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, y'all are old. I think old people still talk on phones.
That's true. We're old now.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up, the whole idea of, you know,
kids will do that.
Gemini and I are just not a phone type person. Like, I don't like to sit and talk on the phone.
It feels like a waste of time.
Yeah. I just hate the activity.
The phone is intrusive and it requires all of your attention. You have to literally drop everything you're doing to take this conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You don't have time to think about your answer.
It's your time.
You don't have time to reply.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
You know, it's too immediate for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It just always feels like an emergency.
But back to burrito, talking on the phone extended time, you only do that with, like, one person. I'm just talking, like, the activity.
Yeah, no.
Like, you do this on the
rack. I don't call anyone.
Like, even, like, mom.
Instead of, like, ordering
like
pizza on
stuff,
an app,
like,
you're calling them up and telling them what you want and verifying your address and all that stuff.
Yeah, I remember having to order pizza on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I did when...
Order pizza on the
phone?
Maybe,
like, a mom and pop pizza shop that have an app.
When we were out staying home, working from home.
That doesn't make any sense. When we were out staying home.
When we were at work.
Is that your album title?
When we were working from home during, you know, lockdown stuff.
During the end times.
Yeah, during the end times. I had previously shared an office with a coworker of mine.
Uh-huh.
And so we would talk all the time.
Right.
And so.
Shared space.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we're breathing the same air, girl.
40 hours talking to this person.
You may have breathed my fart.
Yeah,
no,
not
he's
more.
Not spending more than 40 hours. This guy knows his worth, okay?
Yeah.
Time is money.
Listen, kids, if you have a full-time job and you get salary, do not work 40 hours.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just don't
anymore.
Do it. Just don't do it. 35 hours.
Time is money.
I'm saying work 35 hours. I'm saying do all your work, but do it in 35 hours.
Yeah, who needs lunch breaks?
No, you can take your lunch breaks too.
Yeah,
shit.
Just make them a little extra long.
I eat at my desk.
There you go.
I eat at my desk.
There you go. It counts.
Yeah.
So when we had things to talk about, we would usually text or email, but occasionally I'd just be like, we gotta talk. Mm-hmm. So we would just call
But you would text her and say, yeah, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, we would be texting.
That's different.
And then we'd be like, oh, we should chat.
That's way different than someone just calling
you.
Yeah,
a conversation that gets too long for text and then you're just making a phone call, that's what you're talking about. But yeah, what Jem and I are getting at is just the whole idea of like, hey,
if
man,
a phone call is coming
on?
Through, it's like, just fuck. Like,
instead of us just like sitting
a
and talking,
right? Talk
just
where
someone wants to call and talk.
Like, say if I were to call
like
you,
like a non-scheduled talk.
I was just talking.
Yeah, if I was going to call you like at 8 p.m.
Yeah, no.
On some random day, you would think that I was in trouble, right?
And not like, hey, I'm going to call you tonight. Let's talk about so-and-so.
Yeah. Right. If I just called you, like, dude, is something wrong?
Yeah, that would be
disconcerting.
That would be weird.
I feel like most people approach the phone as that now.
Yeah.
Is that...
I can see that.
You have it, you know, if you need to contact someone and you need something now.
Yeah.
But it is an intrusion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas before, it didn't
feel like
that. It didn't
feel like that because you're like, that was the only way to communicate.
Yeah,
what am I
going
to send you a letter like an idiot? Like a fucking nerd?
Yeah, speaking of letters, I brought in other mediums like the paper, digital, wet signatures, cursive, and checks.
The checks.
So first off, like paper. It's like, how much do you like to deal with paper these days?
I love paper now.
Yeah, you like having copies of like your paper
invoices
and stuff
like
that?
No, when I'm taking notes...
Yeah,
I like taking them on paper.
Yeah, I take notes on paper.
Like, I can take it on my iPad, and it's going to be more efficient, and it's going to stay forever, right?
Right.
But there's just something that I feels right and faster just writing it out.
That's also for your memory. Like, how often do you go back to those notes, or you just remember
right,
what you
exactly.
wrote?
Right, exactly. It is, you know, like...
It's not like you're documenting
something.
The process
of downloading it onto paper helps you remember things.
Yeah, but just going on, like, mass paper things, like getting, like, mail, you know?
Nope,
like,
I hate mail.
You know, when you get little...
All my mail goes
man,
in the trash.
Hey, man, your credit's so awesome. Here's some like applications in case you want to cut a deal
in
with
case
us.
You want to fuck up your credit, here's some shit to help you do that.
I try to get everything paperless that
right.
gives me the option
mm-hmm,
to do that
for sure. How about receipts? Where you at?
I don't keep
receipts.
Nope.
I get the Quiznos receipts because I scan them into my app,
so
it gets the points. That's
all
it
right. Smart.
That's it.
So that's a little hybrid paper digital thing.
Yeah.
Although, what would your solution be instead of like the receipt? You would just like check in or something?
You can scan it at the store.
Yeah.
But
like put
like
in your
hassle.
Code.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a hassle. I
or they're like,
Walgreens.
What's your phone number?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like Walgreens.
No, your phone has it's a little
NFC?
QR code.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he's talking
like
about if they were to be the bearers of the transaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a better option, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably.
But how about wet signatures? Like how often?
I wet signature a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like it seems to such be a mainstream thing. I find it weird that why can't we all be digital at this point?
Yeah.
If you have a authenticated smartphone kind of thing, that's
right.
Hard to fake.
That has more of a
authentication.
Right. Then like even like
scratching.
A wet signature.
Yeah.
People can fake a wet signature.
Right. If it's not notarized, sure.
Yeah. And I mean, most of the time you're doing a wet signature and what are you faxing it or some shit? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it retains none of the authenticity of that original document.
Right.
Sometimes you have to sign in like blue ink so that
so they know it's not a
wet signatures, man. What's up with that?
There's still a thing.
Yeah.
And speaking of signatures, let's talk about cursive and how it's such an outdated art form. Mm.
Yeah. I like writing in cursive still.
Yeah, but you have the ability to think of Gen Z and beyond and
but it's like it's antiquated. Why have old shit in your brain space? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we're not...
I feel like it's a very small compartment, though.
How else are they going to read, like, invitations to fancy parties, though?
It's all going to be in block text.
Script. No, he's talking about script, which is essentially cursive.
Yeah, but now, I mean, like...
Maybe you have
kids,
to do block text at this point.
The kids that are going to be getting married,
change.
Like, the invites that you're getting right now are going to be in cursive because that's, like, still your generation.
Yeah.
But their generation has no concept
Times
of cursive.
Times New Roman!
It's just going to be sans serif or serif.
Hmm.
You can fancify that shit.
He's telling you, you old man.
No, I mean, it is like...
I feel like there will be people who will.
Oh, for sure.
Always
that's
like
vintage,
calligraphy.
Man. We're talking about vintage.
Yes, for sure. There will always
just
be
a
people.
Vintage style.
But there's not... I mean, like, there's always going to be those old-timey things that still have place.
Yeah,
right?
It just won't be a mainstream thing.
But it won't be mainstream. Like the fucking phone, man.
I think cursive is important for, like, hand-eye coordination and like
development
being able to
skills.
Write neatly. I think if you can write in cursive, you can write print better.
Because you're practicing your strokes.
Stroke it.
But I don't think that writing in print is as much of a necessary skill anymore as it was growing up.
You can write nice, let me put it this way, you can write...
Your penmanship.
Yeah, good penmanship, but also
but
like...
good penmanship isn't necessary.
You can write in font, I guess. is what I'm trying to say.
What I'm saying is you can type in font. Like, kids don't even need that shit.
They don't need to write anymore?
They don't. Why would they?
Why would you write a letter then when you can
type
it?
Yeah, you can email it or, like, type the letter, print it out, and send it. There's no reason to handwrite things anymore.
I guess you're right.
Imagine when they
there just
start,
isn't.
When the wet signature is extinct.
And they're like talking to their phone and it's typing it out for you. They're just dictating that stuff and it's faster than typing and it's way faster than handwriting.
I can't type notes.
Like, I can type notes, like, but I prefer writing them.
Yeah, me too.
And like writing takes so much longer than typing your notes. But it kind of like whenever I'm thinking about stuff, it helps me think. To draw out the things.
I draw a bunch of pictures, too.
Yeah, and, like, to make the maps.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's easier on paper, but that's how our brains think.
Yeah. I draw like a lot of arrows to things.
The kids will just have, like, you know, oh, well, then I need to move this here and move this. Yeah. They have their own system.
Yeah.
But it's entirely digital.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's way more efficient. And if my brain could work well doing that, that's what I would do, but... For some dumbass reason, my brain is fixed on physical paper.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how Gemini Jackson cashes checks.
Yeah. Speaking of checks, dude, outdated. So when was the last time you wrote a check? Burrito, you write a check every month.
I write checks all the time.
Because you're a piece of shit.
I did recently, like one.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get that switched over to a digital payment for my rent. That's the only thing I write.
They want you to do it.
Yeah, he wants me to do that.
Because it's so much faster.
But he doesn't have to go to the bank and deposit it.
He doesn't have to even like take a picture of it. He'll never lose it, it'll never get lost in the mail.
He doesn't have to do anything because...
He's a management company.
He's got a secretary.
I make it out to his wife, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
You're paying the wife, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, guys. Paper. Technology. Phone calls.
Speaking of technology... We're hearkening back to the cord cutting movement.
Ooh.
So have you effectively cut your cord?
The timeline.
I have, but I haven't called them and told them that I need to.
You're still paying for something you're not getting?
Yeah.
Damn, dude!
No, I mean, I still get it, but it's not working right now. So I got to...
So yes, you're paying for something you're not getting.
I'm paying for something I'm not getting. Yeah,
or using.
Or using, yeah.
So, but you've effectively cut the cord.
Well, but I'm still using it and just not...
I see.
Are you using the internet or are you actually
watching? No. Like some packages you have streaming services.
Yeah, you like sign in
like for like, you know, the CW or like Apple or Paramount Plus or some
cable
shit.
Account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that makes so no sense with this cord cutting movement, right? So my understanding of cord cutting was that you would just not have cable at all.
Right.
And you would use things like Netflix if you needed to watch something.
Yeah.
So
that's the movement, but I don't know that there's enough cyclical content on those platforms. Do you know what I mean? Like, TV has so much disposable content to where it's almost an infinity machine of entertainment.
But the funny thing with TV is all those channels are jumping on like the app ship, the subscribership.
Yeah. But it's fracturing it to where TV won't have that infinite content machine anymore. Yeah.
Or it's just the vector to like. Burrito was saying he uses it to sign into those streaming services.
And I think that's probably what's going to happen because it's almost unreasonable to expect somebody to maintain Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO, Paramount, Peacock, like 20 different services.
Discovery Plus.
20 that are like going to cost you $200 a month.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to develop a Fast Pass and it's going to be $100 and you're going to get all of them. Yeah. And it's going to be cable again.
Just in like just a strictly digital streaming form.
But I think we need like the Spotify of video consumption. You know what I mean? I think Roku tried doing that shit, but...
Are you talking about YouTube?
No, because YouTube doesn't have like HBO stuff and it doesn't have Netflix stuff and it doesn't have Hulu.
But they have YouTube TV.
But it doesn't have that stuff though.
Is it its own channel or is it like cable? That's what I
YouTube
thought it
was. TV's cable, but
that's
doesn't...
what I'm talking about. It has HBO, right?
It'll be... But not HBO, Max.
Plus. Yeah, Max. Yeah. I getcha. Yeah, that's why they're trying to turn people
Spotify,
on those different
subscribers. Of course, but Spotify has basically all the music you could ever want.
Yeah.
So, like a video service that had all the streaming platforms and you just pay a flat fee.
Oh, like you were saying with Roku, how they can kind of conglomerate it all.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you, oh, it's on this channel or that channel
but
when you're looking for it.
You just pay that subscription service and you're already auto-signed into, like, and you don't have to pay
That just seems
those
more
providers.
Difficult on the, like, company's ends.
Of course, but that's definitely a product people want.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Probably going to be there within 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's going to get to that level where they're going to negotiate all those contracts.
Right.
And they're going to be able to slice up the pie best.
And they're called Time Warner. They're called Charter Communications.
But yeah, basically, it's going to come back to the cable model.
Yeah. Right.
Because the reason cable stuck around for so long is because it was convenient.
Right.
You could just flip it on and you automatically had something.
Yeah.
If you didn't like that, you had so many options to get something. Whereas once you watch enough Netflix, you're like, I don't want to watch any more Netflix. Right. I've watched everything.
I need a different streaming service.
I'm still paying for it, and I feel like a fucking idiot. Yeah. But if you have that time to, like, I can watch Netflix, I can watch all this stuff just on one subscription service, people would pay $150 for that service, dude.
Maybe. But yeah, getting to that point is like totaling up what people subscribe to these days versus a cable bill.
It's more.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
How did they get these suckers?
Well, we're the suckers. But I mean, that's what we wanted, right? Yeah. We've always wanted a cable where you could just pick your channels.
Yeah.
We've always wanted that, but that was never going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. So all the channels splintered off, and you're like, oh, this is a better model because I just only want to watch NBC or I just want to watch this. But now it's so fractured, and you're like, dude, there's so much good shit coming from all over the place.
Everywhere, it's funny to think, like, why did you want to be able to select your channels?
Because you felt like paying for, like, lifetime movies.
Yeah, you thought you were paying for things that you weren't watching.
Yeah.
But in the scope of price, not really, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Right.
So it's just funny how there's a selection thing.
Yes,
I mean,
because
cable does get pretty expensive.
Because the package and shit, bundled in shit you didn't necessarily want, like Bravo, if you only wanted the Food Network, you had to buy the whole thing.
But you had the option to remove those.
Not the specific ones, but you're still paying that package price.
Yeah, there's the base channel.
But they would
right?
always have the one thing in that thing. Like, you wanted Comedy Central, so you have to buy all this other bullshit. Yeah. You wanted Food Network, but you had to buy all this other bullshit. You wanted Spice. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You just wanted one thing out of that whole thing. So it always felt like, if I could just have that one thing, I wouldn't need the other ones. And it should be cheaper.
Yeah. Which it is.
It is. But
single unit.
Now it's like.
Now one HBO.
Cable was always cheaper by the dozen.
Yeah. The cord cutting movement did sound like it was supposed to be revolutionary. But it was just full circle, right?
It is full circle. It's going to come back to where somebody's going to develop the platform. And they're going to be the media outlet.
360 degrees VR TV, man. Like, you're actually there.
Nobody wants that.
Really?
Yeah, why would you want that?
Because like a fun experience.
If you're inside of a fucking soccer game, right?
Yeah.
And you're just, like, in the stands. That sucks more than, like, the good-ass camera angles that they have covering the game.
Yeah.
Like, and if you go to a live sporting event, you're looking at the Jumbotron anyway.
No, but you got front row seats.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the experience and the people, the energy that you actually feel. But if you're just, like, in a VR situation, it's like, hey, you can't high-five the dude. You can't get an HJ from the lady next to you.
Yeah, you can pretend.
You can pretend.
Yeah. Speaking of pretending.
Acceptable porn. We got food porn, ASMR, mukbang, pimple popping. So this is like kind of...
There's nothing truly sexual about these
there's
genres.
There's pleasurable.
But,
yeah, but there's
some
pleasure
people
sensors
do
get,
find
yeah,
sexual
yeah,
it
could be considered sexual.
Yeah.
I mean, feet...
We'll add it, but let's talk about food porn first, you know? It's like we
oh,
eat,
I see.
And you look at it, and it's always like very
I thought we were
nice
trying to come up a list of more things.
Oh, that's when we get to the end. We'll cover these real quick.
So yeah, food porn, because it's, I mean, they all tickle on one of the other seven deadly sins.
Gluttony.
I thought you were going to say senses.
Oh yeah, the senses as well. But gluttony, for sure, it feels like porn to me is always just about like raw consumption of something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Unfettered.
In this manner, I'm talking food porn, like just pictures that are like dishes.
Drool-worthy
and
stuff.
Yeah.
Dishes.
Yeah, like awesome recipes. Like, check out avocado toast and Bon Appetit. Mm-hmm. And the picture of it is the best picture you've ever seen of avocado toast.
But I mean, like, I feel like sometimes, okay, food porn feels a little misused in that context to me because it's not necessarily pornographic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
To me, food porn is like.
But I think if you're consuming
the desire of
those
it.
Pictures like all the time, because you know, when there was a revolution of. Social media and the Instagram is like, and people got tired of people taking pictures of what they're having for lunch kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that was food porn. That was like, you're looking at this shit,
yeah, but that's like
and I'm showing you like what I'm eating, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but consumption.
But when they're like staging it, it's almost like a piece of art.
Right.
Like,
that's food
Bon
porn.
Appetit.
Yeah.
I don't say it would be food porn, but Instagram for sure is.
Yeah.
Just because I guess they've elevated it to where it's art. That whole distinction between what is porn and what is art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pictures of food.
ASMR, which is awkward.
Audio sensory
awkward
something.
Awkward sound movement.
Yeah. My rear.
Revolution.
Yeah. Requirement.
There it is.
How would you describe that to someone that's never heard that or seen that?
Whisper fucking.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be someone's
voice. It could be like
voice.
Someone like
just be
tapping
like
their nails on glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You could stop.
It's intimate.
Yeah. It's very close.
It's
like
intimate,
right in your
but
ear.
I feel like, yeah, I mean like...
So that's where we'll get
what
the
was her name? Amaranth.
Yeah.
She got pretty famous
queen.
Doing that shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you say our fucktard queen?
Oh, fart jar.
Oh, fart jar. I was like, what the fuck? No, I
mean, Brian McFly. He's our fucktard queen.
I feel like there are people who do find they experience something when they...
Yeah, they're dick tickles.
Yeah.
When they listen to ASMR.
Because I think it is
not
that
everyone,
whole... It's that whole intimacy of it.
Yeah. Makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
And then maybe your pubes stand up as a result of that. It trickles down. Some people, it stops here at the chest level.
And it trickles all the way
sometimes
down.
Sometimes it goes all the way to the toes.
So are you saying we're in the room of the unaffected when it comes to ASMR?
No, I mean, well, I'm affected by it, but not like sexually.
I am disgusted by it.
I don't know about disgust. To me, it's an ambivalence, I guess. Like you love it and hate it at the same time.
No, I don't love any of it.
No, me.
Okay.
Like, no, I mean, like there's like... I can see and I can taste the sensual aspects of it, but it is off-putting to me. But I can see that it's there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you like feel the same way, Burrito?
Yeah.
Like, I think if I did it long enough, my dick might start tickling. You know what I mean? Like, how you kind of get, like, softball yourself into bondage shit.
I guess.
You know, you start out with the whips and shit, and now your fucking nipples are in the air.
You got sounding rods to the moon. Yeah.
See, I mean, like, it's a slippery slope, ASMR, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. It's a gateway drug for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It's gateway porn.
It is gateway porn.
How because about this gateway porn?
Mukbang.
Mukbang.
It's kind of the combination of food porn and ASMR.
But it's not, I feel like it's less, it's not ASMR, but it is the sensory of them.
They are like chewing
eating
that shit pretty loud.
But they're
loud.
Not chewing it in the fucking mic.
Right. It's not extreme ASMR, but I would say part of it. And there are some that combine the two.
Yeah. Of course, but I think that's a different thing.
It's ASMR mukbang. But it's in the same family.
No, but it's like when we're talking just about mukbang, it's not necessarily ASMR mukbang.
But how about the mukbang in general in terms of acceptable
porn? I don't feel like
porn?
I think it's super acceptable. And I feel like it's
super what?
Acceptable.
Oh,
I don't feel
something in Japanese.
I don't feel like it's pornography that much to me. But I know it's pornographic.
Again, gluttony with the whole food porn thing.
But and then the people who are like, oh, I don't know, this is so good.
Yeah.
And when they get the...
Or just extreme eating.
The, that...
Chinese eggplant?
What's that thing called? No, it's a fucking, like a mollusk.
The gooey duck.
Gooey duck.
Yeah.
Then it tickles in because once they bite that shit and it squirts all over the place, holy shit. Man. All right, now we're watching
that's
porn.
That's a bit much. Yeah, it is kind of extreme
gooey
porn,
duck.
But on the same note, it's how you translate it, right?
Right.
I mean, it is like such a situation that you're having this like young nubile woman eating gooey duck and it's phallic shaped, and then she
it got wrinkles
and it's still alive, so she decompresses it and just busts salt water all over her.
That's crazy.
It's an
analogy for something,
but it's acceptable though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny you brought that up.
Pimple popping
has nothing to do with.
It could be pornographic.
Oh, the pleasure of those pimples they pop.
The excretion.
Or just feeling like you're having that experience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's super intimate. It's super intimate.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a burrito?
I'm not I guess like that also. I'm not into it. I don't go look for pimple popping videos.
Right.
But if one is on, then I'm not disgusted.
Right.
You know,
you're also not going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm probably not. Like, I don't want to watch it.
But you will
but
watch
if someone's
it.
Like,
it's like train wreck.
Here you want, it's like a train wreck. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like watching train wrecks.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a saying.
I kind of like watching train wrecks.
There's things like if you saw an accident on the side of the road, wouldn't it like interest you while you drive by it?
Yeah, I like purposely try not to.
If you had the chance, because traffic's all fucked up, because everyone's
right. I know I'm going to fucking see something that was going to change me fundamentally as a human being. So
you
I'm not going to eat it right now. Twisted human.
Yeah. Oh, Wayne? Shit.
Wayne got twisted?
Yeah.
Motherfucker eating no egg?
Just egg. JU.ST.
Yeah, I'm calling
that
it.
That doesn't sponsor us.
I call it no egg.
Yeah. All right.
What else?
What else? I said feet.
I think maybe like reality TV could fit into this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In terms of what, like the gossip aspect of it, like people that makes it their life.
Like the ones
these
that
are my
friends. The ones that are.
Well, pornographic sense.
Like
Big Brother?
Yeah, like the Big Brother kind of shows
where they put them in situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like The Bachelor even is pretty pornographic.
Like it's very voyeuristic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like jacking off in the window.
Mm-hmm. It would be categorized under voyeur.
Yeah.
All right. That's acceptable.
All these kind of are. It's super acceptable.
I mean, it's on primetime TV. People love that shit.
I want to hear you guys justify it.
That's it.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it's justified by mainstream. We don't have to justify anything.
People are watching that shit already.
Yeah. You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
But I agree, it has a pornographic aspect to it.
As do feet.
As do feet.
Yeah.
I don't think feet is super acceptable yet. But I think people make jokes about it.
Of course. It is definitely a genre of pornography.
Yeah, but it's not like food porn.
Right.
Right, where people are like, oh, yeah, that's food.
I see.
I love, you know, I see. Love looking at all these decadent pictures of all this
of
stuff.
Feet?
Yeah, no one's
nicely
saying
nicely manicured toes. You know?
People still kind of keep that close to the chest.
Yeah, because they don't want, like, all the feet pics to leak. There's a finite supply of feet pics in the world, buddy. There's a finite number of feet. Did you know that?
All right. That's about the news, guys. Or more like discuss it. Bitdefender uncovers serious flaws in Wyze security cameras. So in a nutshell, you know, those cameras you use at your home that you
internet hook up connected to your wireless device.
Yeah, you can see it on your app of like what's going on while you're at work kind of thing. So they had a flaw to where it was like an easily hackable thing to where you can like watch the video or download the videos. To where they're...
And two-way audio.
Yeah, here's the thing that just like irked me about it is their way of resolving this issue was to come out with a 2.0.
Yeah. They didn't even bother... They knew about the security flaw and they didn't even bother telling anybody.
Or try to patch it or fix it or anything.
All they're doing is moving on.
Yeah. It's like, well... We're aware of this.
It is shitty.
Our solution is that we came out with an updated version.
Yeah, we've discontinued this product line.
Yeah, so we don't have to support it.
Right.
But
it is
we
pretty
have
shitty.
This version you can try if you
but
don't
I feel
want
like a lot of these
IoT
cameras,
devices.
Yeah, IoTs have inherent security flaws. And I think some of them have security flaws built in.
Yeah.
You know, they provide back doors for the government.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, for sure.
Yeah. So they have to have like some kind of thing. And then also foreign governments.
Yeah. That's why I don't trust these things. Yeah. I barely trust Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with Bluetooth headphones. What are they going to do?
Report what you're listening to?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
Listening to me?
listen
to Matchbox Romance?
Fat compilations?
Yeah. They can listen to that. They can listen. Because, like, that's all I use it for is music and audiobooks. I'm not, like, listening to porn.
You could be.
But I don't. I don't even watch porn with audio on. It's too intense
so
to me.
So much K-pop.
Do you guys watch porn with
phone
audio
calls?
On?
What?
Do you watch porn with audio on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so intense to me.
He makes his own sounds in his head.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can fill in the dots.
He's more of a visual guy.
Yeah. And then sometimes when I'm like, you know what? Let's fucking turn it on. Right? When I'm like, I'm into that mood and I turn the volume on, I'm like, oh, I didn't think she'd sound like that. Oh, man, that ruined it. And then you realize that they're all like Eastern European women.
Yeah. That's always a disappointment.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Because it's just not my thing.
I thought like we could, you know, maybe run into each other in real life sometime. But no, I guess not.
So back to these security flaws and these cameras.
Yeah.
Here's like flipping the table. Like, how would you handle the situation scenario?
Uh-huh.
So let's say you had one of these cameras and you used it and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then you get this like email one day and there's like footage like attached to it.
Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
Fuck.
Of stuff you know was like taped from your camera.
House.
Obviously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To me, people going into these security cameras always feels like they're looking for nefarious things, right? Like, people coming out of the shower.
Like something to blackmail you with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if they have footage of me doing shit that's inside my house, I mean, I don't really care that it gets leaked.
Because you're an honest guy.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing to hide, but also it's like, who would even care about watching me eat a sandwich or like...
Yeah.
Let's say like...
I wouldn't have cameras of me in my room fucking.
Yeah. But let's say you had like consequences if this got in the wrong hands kind of video.
Okay. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
You're basically asking, what would you do in a blackmail scenario?
Pretty much.
What are the demands? You got to send us 0.013 Bitcoin.
Yeah, precisely. It's actually like four more digits after that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like 0.317694.
But it's still like $2,000.
Have a meeting in a parking lot.
To this wallet.
Bitcoin, yeah.
And then run them over. With
but like the thing about doing that is once you've done it once, they have no incentive to not keep blackmailing you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's crazy, man.
So why would you even pay them? It's like, fine, fucking... Because, I mean, I've gotten the emails where it's like, oh, we've hacked into your Apple device and we've been recording you. Oh, you nasty boy, you like porn. It's like, yeah, I like porn. People know that about me. I think if you, like, sent a video of, like, me masturbating to my family, they would understand I'm a masturbator.
Are you masturbating to your family?
No. They're sending a picture of
the video to your family.
To my family of me masturbating.
Okay.
If I was masturbating to my family, then that's a problem.
Brother?
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, there's nothing you can do in that scenario.
It's a crazy and shit situation. I get it.
Yeah, but I mean,
let's say, let me throw another wrench.
Oh, God.
You got time travel capabilities. What you going to do, Jeremiah Jackson?
The only thing I'm
you
doing.
You going to write that patch?
I'm going to go back and say, hey, don't buy a Wyze camera. Fuck that shit. That's
now
it.
Now suck my dick.
Now suck my dick.
Oh, shit. Yes. You got to do it too, Burrito.
Ooh.
He's a little fast scrubber
yeah,
there,
buddy. Speaking of fast scrubber, having a tinkle, a piddle, draining the old lizard, taking a whiz, a leak, excuse me, I gotta see a man about a horse. So many ways to say it, but the real question is, sit or stand? Is that a question? Smart Man Burrito whips out the stats. Smart Man, Dr. Smart Man.
Do men in Japan stand or sit? To urinate.
Interesting.
That's the question.
Think
that's an actual question.
That
though?
Is the question that Japan's premier toilet cleaner manufacturers, Lion, decided to ask.
How many Japanese men?
1,500 men aged from 20 to 60.
Hmm.
They wanted to assess men's peeing habits for Western-style toilets.
Western-style?
Oh, Western-style toilets.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Because they have the one at the bottom of
yeah,
the ground.
So
right.
Specifically, yeah.
And then the one toilets. That's like a... What word?
Don't disappoint me.
So they found that only 39.1% said that they urinate while standing.
Really?
What?
And 60.9% said they sit and urinate.
Jeez.
So the same as they shit.
But
they
the
do
sit
that
and urinate thing... Makes sense with the Eastern toilet style.
Yeah, because you'll get piss on your shoes.
Because you'll get piss on your shoes if you're not just backing in and dropping your dick in that thing. So, I mean, it's kind of like...
And
this
sitting
is how
to urinate
used
is
to,
normal.
This is how we're used to doing it.
Yeah.
So, well, just because we introduced a Western style toilet, it doesn't mean we're changing.
It had started to change, though. So,
yeah.
I saw some interesting things. Some reasons people gave were, I saw my urine splatters made the toilet dirty. I began to think about the feelings of the person who cleans the toilet.
Wow.
I saw images on
that
the TV.
That would never happen in America. Give that, a fuck about people who have to clean after
that
me.
That showed how peeing while standing can make the toilet dirty. A lot about like...
Cleanliness.
And
hygiene.
And all this stuff. Yeah.
Does that make
courtesy?
You want... Burrito, does that make you want to sit and pee?
He sits and pees.
No.
He doesn't sit and pee.
No, I stand
I'm just messing.
Nobody sits and pees because it is a waste of time.
Sometimes when you're taking a shit, you got to pee.
You're shitting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But your primary objective to sit... If you're sitting, you're shitting.
I thought it was going to be funny if you guys were like, you do that?
If you're sitting, you're shitting. No,
you just
like,
straight shit when you
think...
take a seat.
This,
oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so this says 25.7% of people in their 20s and 17% of those in their 30s have been doing it since childhood.
Sitting?
Yeah. And it was because it sounded like they were taught how to do that so that they wouldn't make a mess.
Ah.
Yeah. But that older people, like 40 to 60 age group, only 10% of them say they sit. And not
you
necessarily
sit when you pee.
Because
they don't want to seem soft.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, well why?
They don't want to disturb nasty Nate.
I think sitting down to pee takes way more time than standing to pee. But I do get the cleanliness aspect, but that's why I lift the seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
courtesy.
It.
Yeah.
Courtesy.
Trying to make a mess. But I thought that was an interesting study.
I thought it was interesting that so many Japanese men sit down to pee.
I thought the number was very surprising.
Yeah. 60?
Yeah, 50%.
That seems high.
But that also sounds cultural.
What do you think it is in America? 10?
I don't know.
What are
Nobody
homes...
would admit to doing it.
What are homes typically rigged with, though?
The only thing... is going to be married men who have wives that cuckold them. Because the bull says, you need to sit down and pee.
Fuck, bitch!
You know what the bull is?
I guess.
It's the guy fucking the wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's telling him, hey, Jared, you need to sit down when you pee. I don't want to see your nasty
fuck,
drops
bitch.
On the toilet seat. Or the wife, or else what? You're going to fuck my wife? Yeah.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Yeah, I'm fucking your wife.
So in Japan, when you go to the restroom in a household, is it typically that ground toilet or how does this work?
It's typically a Western style toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's the big deal with this story? It's like
the big deal is that 60% of Japanese men sit down and pee, man. Yeah.
So they even do that on those kind of toilets.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah. No, that was the survey.
That was the entire thing.
I'm disappointed.
Same. Too many.
Yeah. Just stand up.
Even 50% seems like too many.
Yeah.
Even 30% seems high. But that's how we approach toilets.
Maybe we need to run a study here.
Yeah, and then people are like, "You fucking out of your mind? I stand when I pee. What the fuck
you
guys for weirdos?"
Standards.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like 90%, the other 10 are the cuckolds whose bowls make them sit down to pee.
From what I've seen in like bar
culture,
well,
like
the impetus in public is to use a urinal.
Yeah,
that's true.
Or just piss on the ice.
Otherwise, yeah, if you're going to the stall, everyone's going to assume you're taking a shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But if you are pissing, you're standing. Because the stalls are nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe if we sat down to pee, they wouldn't be so nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But people still shit and don't flush, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure that goes the same for
I don't want to touch butts, basically.
The Japanese underbelly bars, probably most people stand to pee there.
Yeah. See, but that's the thing, too. To me, it's like a personal hygiene versus like a public hygiene.
Yeah.
People want to sit to pee so that their piss streaks aren't all over the place. But I don't want to sit and pee because somebody else's piss streaks are already all over the place.
That's
I'm going to stand and pee. I'm not even going to lift the seat because there's already piss on it. What the fuck do I care if my piss is also on it?
That's true.
And if I'm going to touch it, there's piss on it. Why am I going to touch it?
Maybe you nasty like that.
I'm going to lick that shit off. That was Double X Quantimino.
We loot the house financial advisors. When you gotta lose some weight, why wait? Will you help diversify holdings? Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
It seems like a lot of you are cheating at Wordle.
Gives a fuck.
Study. I am not cheating on Wordle.
I never cheated when I played like the 10 times that I played.
It seems like a waste to cheat it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It seems like you shouldn't be playing this game if you have to cheat at it because it's not
the most difficult game. And I understand not wanting to lose, but
yeah, I think
at
people don't
want
to give up their streaks.
I see.
Winning streaks. I think that's what it is.
So when they get down to like the fifth or sixth line, they're like, Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that. Don't play.
Don't play.
Yeah, you're just lying to yourself.
You're lying to everybody.
Punk, bitch.
Because, like, who's that for?
It's for you.
It's for you.
Yeah,
nah, man.
It's your own personal satisfaction.
Like, so you can come up and say, hey, what's your Wordle streak? 69.
Do people do that?
Probably the people who cheat
No one's ever asked me anything about
Wordle.
Give
a fuck about your
I'm
Wordle
asking you about Wordle, burrito.
I don't give a fuck about Wordle.
You said you don't cheat, so.
No.
Well, then what's your streak?
How often do you play, though? Did you subscribe through it
every day.
The New York Times?
No.
Every day.
I'm still on the
Wordle Classic.
Yeah, on the British.
Or maybe you're playing the wrong one.
Yeah,
no,
apparently
the co.uk.
It's not the official one. Yeah, they took out some words. Like the New York Times took out some words, and so my Wordle number is off of what theirs is.
Ooh,
by like how many?
20.
It's only a couple days because I got kind of spoiled.
And you're all twisted about that.
Like Wayne.
It's kind of weird.
You should be a champion, and two is nothing. Give me another one.
I'm uncomfortable about it.
Don't play Wordle.
I mean,
how
do
you feel when they switch over when you have to have like a New York Times subscription or account to play?
What do you mean?
Because they bought it.
Yeah, no, I know.
But he's on the fake Wordle.
No, I'm on the real Wordle.
The OG Wordle, which has more Wordles.
It still exists and New York Times just has like a copy of it and lets everyone have that other one for free?
Everyone can play the New York Times ones for free.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't need an account.
No, I don't think so.
How does it save your score?
Well, I don't know.
You need an account.
Closed your tab or something, and you opened it up on, say, like your computer or another phone.
Oh,
maybe it's
so
like
it's on another phone, it's different.
Yeah.
But on
you're starting
current
from
one,
zero?
It's using like cookies and shit,
like
JavaScript database stuff to store your score.
But you have an account. But if you play it
No, it's just local storage. If you were to clear your history.
Or go on another phone, you're back to zero?
Yeah.
Damn. So who cares about streak? Unless you have an account.
People care about streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mean streaks in those toilets.
I don't know what mine is.
That you ain't sitting down about.
69.
69, 420. It's not in the hundreds yet.
It's not 420?
I haven't been playing super long.
But you sound very passionate about that game.
Yeah, dude.
More passionate than any of us.
I haven't played it once.
Really?
It's all right. It's just a word game.
Yeah.
I don't see what the hype is.
I've played it 66 times.
I always like the jumble in the newspaper.
My current streak is 57.
Damn, girl.
Which is also my max streak.
Of course. You've played it 66 times. I'd be surprised if you had a higher streak than 57.
Yeah.
So the thief got away with $14 of women's underwear.
What? Ooh.
Oh.
No, I'm just making fun of your stories and your numbers. We want you to have some like major digits.
I'm sorry.
It's cool, man. You're appreciating Wordle more than us.
Yeah.
A late bloomer.
Well, at least you weren't like the extra nerd where it's like, I mean, you sounded butthurt about the two, but not having like the score of like, I've been there since day two.
Yeah.
Getting it every day since.
I can kind of understand if somebody who has the longest Wordle streak of all time trying to game it and not keep that going.
Yeah.
But
seems like a lot of effort in a
outside
bored
of
life.
That. Yeah.
A boring life.
A boring town.
Yeah. Is someone really trying to sue Burger King over two small burgers? Class action lawsuits in Florida.
Uh-oh.
Saying that the Whopper doesn't live up to its reality.
So when somebody gets a Whopper, like, this is not a Whopper.
Like, what they see in the picture seems bigger than what you're receiving.
Of course it does.
Huh.
It's called camera angles.
It's a whopping disappointment.
Ooh.
Just for you, But, yeah, it's just funny because I always feel like the Whopper is a significant burger in terms of size. Why are people bitching about it?
Because it definitely does not look like in the pictures. But I don't know that you can hold someone accountable.
They're quite tall looking in the pictures.
Fluffy. Yeah,
very feel fluffy.
If they took the time and effort to make every burger like that, they wouldn't be able to produce any burgers.
Yeah.
The picture was created by an artist.
Mm-hmm.
The burger you're eating is created by a guy who's making minimum wage.
Yeah.
So
Fast food artist.
So how do you guys feel about the idea of a lawsuit?
Because I don't think you're going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Or do you think this is another marketing ploy from Burger King to hype
Big Whopper? Burger?
Yeah, man.
Big Burger's kind of... But how does this hype?
It's mentioning Burger King.
And then they're like, oh, people are going to be like, I need to go get a Whopper to make sure it's big enough.
Even though it's bad publicity, it's calling
out
their
brand.
Anything
that keeps your name in the news.
Yeah.
Because they want a piece of that
Flame
class
broil.
Action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All 16 cents and a free Whopper coupon.
I take it.
Book contains 10 Whoppers.
You would take the fuck out of that, man.
I don't know, man. I don't want my name in their database.
10 Whoppers?
It's not worth it,
10.
Man.
A black mark on your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Burger King
knows. Did you participate in a class action lawsuit where you were
like
rewarded
the first,
29
cents? It's like
the cents?
First question they ask when you download the app.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to join this class action lawsuit? Our burgers are not that small. Study finds more Americans have anal sex than use Twitter. This is that kind of survey thing, which is funny, but I'm sure it's one of those surveys. I didn't pull it up, but Burrito would have had a field day with it. So they made some sort of correlation where I'm thinking.
Oh, a correlation. That means it's a solid. Yeah. Solid science, I think.
Right.
Because correlation implies causation.
That's correct.
Right?
That is not. That is the opposite.
I think the best evidence is anecdotal evidence. Is that true?
Oh, God. I'm starting to
have a conniption. Dr. Burrito Smartman's having an anxiety attack.
Tell us about it, Burrito.
I represent the everyman. Okay? I represent the everyman. And we know anecdotal evidence is the best evidence.
I mean, I kind of believe this.
Yeah.
Because
do you just feel like people in America are not using Twitter these days? Or do you think anal sex is just way more common?
I feel like I know so many people who don't have Twitter. Every time I try and say something about Twitter, they're like, oh, I'm not on Twitter.
So you're saying that
but
people
you're like,
aren't using it.
And then now you're going to follow it up. But are you butt fucking?
Yeah.
You are.
Now,
well,
this is a new question.
Well.
And I'm going to start collecting data.
The anecdotal evidence has stated the truth.
Imagine that survey, though. Like, what social media services do you use?
Do you butt fuck?
Yeah, next question.
Do you take it in the ass? Yeah, the first question is, what are your social medias? Is it butt fucking? Do they start with butt fuck? Do you butt
fuck? They start with chili dogging.
Yes, no, butt fuck.
They throw you at the deep end, see if you can swim back.
The only questions on the survey is, first question, butt fuck, yes or no, true or false?
Yeah.
Second question, what social media platforms do you use?
It's a two-question survey to come up with this.
I mean, that would be the most accurate way to do this, true or false?
When you read this... I mean, this headline.
Yeah.
Does it make you think, was your first reaction, oh, there's a lot of people having anal sex? Or was your first reaction, oh, there's
I thought more people were on Twitter.
Not a whole lot of people. Yeah. I thought more people were on Twitter.
I think that's where I went because I'm like, dude, everybody's eating ass now.
Yeah, I was going with the obviously people are taking in the butt more often than using Twitter because taking in the butt's like a
because you don't have Twitter in Alabama, but you do have stepsisters
and b-holes.
There's always b-holes in Alabama.
Regular sisters.
And also regular sisters. So that's two people not using Twitter who are definitely getting fucked in the butt.
Or they could be using Twitter and canceling out the stat.
They could be, but they're not. Not in Alabama. They don't have Twitter in Alabama. That's what I heard. And all these anecdotal evidence is the best evidence.
What is anecdotal evidence?
Like you heard it one time from a guy.
Anecdotal evidence is just a story that someone has told you.
So how come correlation doesn't cause causation?
Because there's other factors involved.
Yeah, there are other things that could be the causal link.
All right, right. Dr. Smartman, come up with the questionnaire and just on quick thought of how you can correlate anal sex than Twitter use. And Twitter
I've just
use.
Said it. Two questions.
Would it be the two
butt
questions
fuck,
you
true
said?
True or false?
Would you have the same thing? Or
and then check all the social media somehow platforms you use.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, those are the two questions you would ask. Yeah.
That would be the best way to do it.
It wouldn't be like a check all that apply?
This isn't a correlation.
What is it?
It's just descriptive stats.
They're not correlating anal sex and Twitter?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're not saying that.
You just threw this
story
in the trash.
They're not saying that anal sex is indicative of Twitter use.
No, that's not correlation either. Okay. You guys are using correlation wrong.
Help us out, man.
Correlation would be like saying...
Because people buttfuck, they're on Twitter.
No. It would be like saying people who use Twitter more often have more anal sex.
That's what he said.
No.
No, that is not what he said.
I didn't say more people
bullshit
who use Twitter, or people who use Twitter more have more anal sex.
Here's a good way to think about correlation. Correlation is a scatter plot. So you have to have...
It's not a good way to think about it because nobody can visualize that.
And no one knows what a fucking scatter plot is. I know what it is,
you're
but
graphing,
I'm just saying.
You know, yes, so you've got an X-axis and you got a Y-axis.
I got a Z-axis. How
so
about
that?
So
you have to be measuring on a continuum for both of your variables. So one
Twitter
of your
usage and butt fucking.
Yes. Yeah.
But butt fucking is yes or no.
Number of... No, it's like... That's what I mean. It can't be yes or no.
Okay. In
it has
this
to be
scenario,
like number
because
of times
it is,
in a week.
Because
number
they're saying,
of times in a week.
Because they're saying yes or no. Because they're saying yes or no to anal sex and yes or no to Twitter, it's not correlative.
Exactly.
I got you. Because
your level
usage
of measurement
isn't
enough.
Yeah.
You guys left me at the gas station.
Basically.
I got it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, for the listeners.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, at most, you could do it with one of them, and it would be not a Pearson correlation. You can,
shit.
There are other...
Shit!
There are other correlation formulas that you can use to probably do
Pearson
it.
Pearson some buttholes.
Yeah, but
with wieners.
But it's not as good. It's not the best way to measure this. Like, this is really best measured with like just a descriptive stat. Like this is
like
the percentage
this.
Of this person. Yeah, like this is the percentage
like numbers,
of people who
just
do this
hard concept. Facts and numbers. Yeah. Like check the box that applies to you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use correlation to tell me anything about these two questions.
You're right.
Being related.
So you can just have one box, check all that apply.
Anal sex,
Twitter.
Yeah.
Just two boxes.
Yeah.
Just two boxes.
I think you can come up with that headline.
But that still wouldn't be correlation.
I didn't say it was a correlation.
I'm
just
saying
how do you come up with this headline?
Right. Well, people
correlations
are just
got in the mix.
Yes, we.
Mm-hmm.
You climbed that hill and I was just trying to get this headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
I just
guys.
Love saying correlation equals causation.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. And the best evidence is anecdotal evidence. Because you probably heard it from someone you trust.
Yeah, man. I believe that. Man at Houston St. Regis Hotel accidentally shoots himself in the testicle.
Oh, damn.
And that was the news. Oh, that wasn't the news. We still got a flat across
yet,
the pond,
man.
Dude.
Go the other way. Bigger pond.
So it's a lake going to Japan.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese carrot farmer. Despite not being Japanese, only moderately good at getting to the root of his existential dread. So roll up those sleeves. These headlines aren't going to dig themselves up out of the ground. This is Burrito's Nippon News. Segment within a segment.
Within a segment. Within a segment.
I can't say existential.
Existential. Not an easy
existential.
Not
my wing got twisted.
Not eggs.
Not egg.
Just egg.
Not egg.
You guys like carrots?
Sure.
You guys like buying carrots while you're bathing?
I don't know that that
public
correlates.
Bath. Yeah. There is a hot springs in Japan that is, selling food.
Is
you know,
this
snacks.
An onsen?
Yeah, an onsen. Yeah. They're selling food. So, like, you get tired if you're sitting, Is this hanging work? Out.
Is this where you're sitting in the spring, or is it like in the?
No, you get up and leave, and you can go to like
so. There's a concession area.
Yeah, like a concession area.
Okay,
food court.
And one of the things that you can buy is a basket of carrots.
Just tell like me a, about like a these bowl carrots. Of carrots.
They're pretty thick looking carrots.
How much many? Are these?
Yeah, how many? How much?
You get 5 carrots.
$7 a carrot
for $35.
$35.
Damn. $7 per carrot.
This is a picture of.
Oh,
your
but you
carrot.
Also get this usagi bitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
You also get to keep the bucket.
I think it's a wash bucket.
Can you use those carrots in more than a consumption kind of sense?
Are you talking about sexually?
Sure.
Yeah,
eat it with
know.
Your butt.
I'm paying $7 a carrot.
I'm doing what the fuck I want with this
That's
carrot.
That's right. It's sounding, my carrot.
That's
sounding
true.
With these massive carrots. What do you think? More like gaping.
Oh, yeah, no shit. You dick. Just split your dick like a hot dog.
I just thought that was a lot for carrots, but it's in.
You're telling me these are special carrots?
Yeah, there's some cross promotion with some. Virtual YouTubers. That's what they are. So
the carrots are
business.
Virtual YouTubers.
No. The character that they're.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's promoting this thing is a virtual YouTuber.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess she eats carrots a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So you're not actually buying
carrots.
She got
bunny ears. You are buying carrots.
You're buying carrots to eat,
but you're
also
buying this sticker collectible and also this collectible wash bucket.
And this bucket, yeah, that you can keep.
But the carrots are just like the dressing.
Yeah.
It's just part of the picture. Yeah.
It's to legitimize it.
They're pretty thick carrots, though.
I about $7 a carrot.
I mean, yeah, that is
too many.
A lot.
I mean, do you eat the carrots while you're there, or do you just...
You can, but I feel like eating 5
you
carrots is a lot.
You have your little carrot snack, and then you go back.
You're not eating 5 big-ass carrots and then going back, dude. I hope you share them with your bros.
Does it come with ranch?
They're big. No.
No, there's nothing else in it. It's just carrots.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Can you use these carrots in more than just a consumption fashion? You're I know
paying,
I asked, but I'm checking again.
Paying
I
mean, $7 per carrot,
I mean,
you can do
what
whatever
you do
the fuck
in the
you want.
Stays in the onsen.
Yeah.
Speaking Do you think Vonson. They're using those carrots in nefarious ways? Asking for a friend.
No.
Probably not, right?
Yeah. You know what looks like a
Bullshit!
Carrot? An exclamation point.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Japanese government now officially allowed to use question marks and exclamation points.
Excellent.
So before now...
You just had to know.
They weren't allowed to use it because they don't have question marks.
And, yeah, how does this stuff incorporate into kanji?
It's like strictly, they don't. Their writing style is very specific to where you know it's a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has the word ka at the end.
So what would the purpose of the question marks and exclamation points be? To clarify it for foreigners or something?
Maybe. I mean, maybe there's certain things that people want to say that they just...
Need an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Could be like the new emoji.
And it also shortens something. So if you had like the word fire, you could just have one character question mark. You know what I mean? Instead of like, is there a fire?
Yeah.
You know, it's easier to shorten stuff that way.
I see
way.
Where you're getting
I see that. Yeah, the last time there was a change was 1952 when they said it was okay to not write vertically. Like you could actually write left to right, horizontally, yeah.
I thought it was right to left. Or is that different languages?
I
guess if you're going on one line, but if you're going
like,
to the next
like
line.
Like you can write in Japanese Western style, left to right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when you're like reading a anime novel or something.
Traditionally, it would be
right,
top to bottom,
right,
yeah. right,
right
to
left.
Right
to left.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it's in the vertical stance, you do read it that way.
Vertical, yeah. From right to left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where I got confused.
If you're writing it horizontal, then you do left to
left
right.
To right. Yeah. See, that's confusing as hell.
Yeah. Speaking of being confused, that's, this isn't, So, two men hit by a woman falling out of a window who was looking at another man who fell off of a rooftop.
What an unfortunate day.
Hey, lady, did your feet hurt? Did you fell from heaven? I'm Eric.
Yeah,
Eric
so,
America.
So this is what happened. It was late in the afternoon. There was a man in his 40s or 50s who had fallen off the rooftop of a 5-story building.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of stories.
And and so a lady was on the 3rd floor of her building.
Jeez.
And she like kind of looked out to see what was going on with this guy who fell off the roof, and she fell out and hit the head of a guy who had his window out also looking at the guy. And she kept going and then landed on a guy who was on the sidewalk.
Did that dude who was looking out of his window also fall out?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
He didn't. He just got hit in the head. Yeah.
He's the best one.
Yeah. But everyone survived with minor injuries, except for the guy who fell off the roof. Right. He had some broken bones. But,
of course.
But they all survived.
Wow. Yeah. Did he do it on purpose?
No. I don't know what he was doing. But
just goofing off?
But yeah.
Trying to show off for his friends. Broke his damn arm. That was the Meatbone News.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
And this is what I have for lunch. All right, Art.
Boomchi, best URL.
Ta-da-co.
Taco Bell. Yeah,
that was it. Nothing exciting, except the nacho fries are back while we're recording
nacho
this.
Nacho fries are back, okay. baby.
And I scored a freebie.
I don't think I've ever had fries? One.
Dude, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
They come like with the nacho cheese
fries.
On the, yeah.
They're seasoned fries, but you dip them in nacho sauce.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think the nacho sauce is what wins it because no other place does it in the mainstream.
Yeah.
Hey, here's
and
nacho
like
sauce.
Their nacho sauce is actually good dipping sauce.
Not bad.
It doesn't coagulate that fast.
Yeah.
Which is
served warm.
Apex dipping sauce.
Yeah.
But nothing else.
Nothing
special.
Else? No sorry, special guys. Menu items except for the nacho fries.
No hacks today.
Sorry, listeners, no life hacks. Burrito,
what'd you have for lunch?
Did it satiate your forbidden desires?
Was it corpulent pancitas?
You know it did. Uh-huh. Because I got it specifically because I was craving it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Boomchi not Quiznos.
Oh. Was it a meatball sub from
Subway?
No. Was not a sandwich.
Bullshit.
Boomchi see-through food.
Glass noodles?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like pad thai?
Crystal noodle.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it pad thai?
I was going to guess spring rolls.
No.
Oh, vermicelli?
No.
Crystal noodles.
Yeah, crystal noodle is the name of the brand.
Oh. So you had noodles in a
glass
packet.
Noodles, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boomchi, six different kinds of fungi.
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Six different kinds of mushrooms?
Yeah.
And some glass noodles?
Yeah.
Is that in the packet it came with six different, wow.
Yeah, it's like this freeze-dried cube.
Yeah.
And it's really
And when you actually cook it out, all the mushrooms come out and stuff.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Like how
seaweed they're like
does
whole
that.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
Oh, like,
how?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How much does this packet cost?
I think the little bowl costs like $3.
Okay.
Not so bad. Six different kinds of mushrooms, $3.
And they just flare out and look legit?
Mm-hmm. It's tasty. It's not too filling.
Oh, well. Yeah. But I might have to reconsider.
I like it.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's a nice snack.
Yeah. It tastes real good.
Oh.
Sometimes taste is all you need.
You want to name drop it for the listeners?
I think it's just called Crystal Noodle.
Crystal Noodle.
Six
look for the six different,
six different
kind
different
of mushrooms.
Kinds of mushrooms, yeah.
Look for Roku.
Six
Roku
mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. I had that and a matcha latte from a can.
Oh.
Matcha latte. Yeah. Tell
matcha
me what
latte.
That is.
It's like matcha green tea with milk in it.
And that's a matcha latte.
Yeah.
In a can.
In a can.
Sounds good.
Cold.
Very weeb. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Yeah.
Well,
weeb.
I mean, I got it at a
weeb
Japanese
store.
Grocery store.
Weeb store. Weeb's welcome. Is there a sign on their sliding door that says Weeb's welcome?
Oh, there should be.
No, there should not be.
There's some
Why?
Anime stuff out there.
Because you get
there,
some nasty-ass people coming in.
You think they'd be offended by that?
People who identify as weebs are different than people who are just like living the weeb lifestyle.
Yeah,
feel,
that's true.
I don't think
that's,
I don't that think,
identify I don't think he's
oblivious.
Yeah. Weebs who identify.
I don't think I've ever called myself a weeb.
Weebs who identify have like tails and ears.
Yeah, and raver outfits.
They have tails in multiple places.
Yes.
And Doc Martens.
Doc Martens are good indicator.
Maybe stockings.
Definitely stockings.
Yeah.
Finger gloves. Yeah, you have finger gloves.
Finger gloves.
Eye makeup.
Oh, do I?
You used to.
Fingerless gloves.
Oh, right.
What did you use those for?
And they're not long.
Fingering.
You just like to have bare fingers?
It's his driving gloves.
Sometimes I got cold.
The thing about it
is... I wanted to use my phone.
The thing about it is when my...
It was before they had those touch capacitive
gloves. When my hands are cold,
yeah,
it's my fingers that are cold.
So yeah, pockets.
Huh?
Your fingertips, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, the premise of a fingerless glove to me, it's like my palms are hot already.
Yeah.
I don't need them. I don't need to be them hotter. Yeah, they're rosy, they're hot, they're hairy, and I'm blind.
Oh, I like them. I like them.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just never suited me.
Punk rock stars on
them. No, he was doing it for style, not for functionality.
Independent star.
Which is fine.
I would only wear it when it was cold out.
That's why I wear a hoodie. I'm not wearing one right now. There's people that wear them like every day, no matter the weather.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. It's hot as shit outside.
I just like having a hood with me.
I just like having a hood with me.
Yeah, that's fine. That's why we're talking about those fingerless gloves. But you're not wearing them for functionality.
I'm wearing the hood for functionality.
I think you're just wearing the hood to wear the hood. You're not like putting it on because it's raining outside.
I do like the material shirt part of it.
Yeah. That does look really nice.
Like fingerless gloves.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, like fingerless gloves. You're right. Okay.
But there's holes in the knuckles too.
That looks like not one of those warm ones. It looks like it keeps the
heat
sun
in.
Off.
Yeah.
Has wicking technology.
Yeah, yeah, it does feel like
moisture
that.
Wicking stuff.
But it's the keeps the sun off your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeps you cool.
SPF.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 69. Those fishing shirts.
Magellan.
Yeah.
You gelling?
Are you gelling? Gelling like a villain.
Jeremiah Jackson, what'd you have for lunch?
Oh, fuck. This week has been boring as hell for food, I think.
How boring was it?
I mean, I had the same thing pretty much every fucking day just because I was...
Ooh. Eating leftovers?
Oh, no, here's a fun one. Because I had my teeth removed.
Nice.
Oh. Did you have, pudding?
Do you want to tell us anything about
Boom
this extraction
I
you
had
want to
my,
share?
Not necessarily. It's just like getting fucking nasty teeth taken out.
Yeah?
Yeah. And sometimes you just got to do it and you feel better after you do it. So that's my PSA. just do it.
Yeah.
Boomchi, I had it because I got teeth removed.
Ice cream.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like not regular ass ice cream.
Is it gelato?
No, Boomchi, a different kind.
Mm.
Boomchi close to my house.
A different kind of ice cream or frozen treat?
Different kind of ice cream.
Is the one that like they shave and they
not
roll
shaved,
it into
not
little...
Or the one that they put the cream down and they scrape it off?
That's what he's talking
rolled
about.
Rolled ice cream?
No, I was talking about the Korean ones. Or
he's talking about the like flavored
ice. Shaved ice.
Yeah, yeah. Shaved ice.
No.
They're like snow cones.
Yeah, no, it's not snow cones. It's not rolled ice cream.
No, I was talking rolled ice cream.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
So it wasn't rolled ice cream?
It was not rolled ice cream.
But it was a type of ice cream?
Yes, but like...
Ice cream sandwiches?
No.
Hmm.
Specific, like...
Soft serve?
He said gelato, which was incorrect. Ice cream's also incorrect.
Sherbet?
Nope.
Hmm. Huh.
What's the other kind? There's like just
yogurt?
One more kind.
Frozen yogurt? Froyo?
Like, yeah, but not frozen yogurt. You're getting closer. You're actually getting further away.
Kefir? Oh.
Like more like, I guess milk fat is the big differentiator.
Mm. Milk fat.
Milk.
Is it like
milky?
Or maybe it's like the egg content is higher. In
custard?
Yes.
Oh.
You had frozen custard.
I had frozen custard.
That took too many steps the wrong way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even guess that because I don't think of...
It just comes off
I don't
as
think
ice cream.
Of frozen custard.
It feels
as
it feels like
separate.
Ice cream, but you know it's different.
Yeah.
It is that different. Shit is decadent.
Did you go to Culver's for that?
No.
Where'd you go?
By my house.
Oh, Andy's.
Yeah.
Yes. That shit's expensive, though.
It is. But I'm like, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be comfortable eating anything.
Treat yourself.
So I need something that's going to feel good and also have a lot of calories.
Yeah.
So like, I looked at it, it was like, oh shit, 1,000 calories. That's like, you know, a whole meal and a half right now.
What'd
so
you
I
get,
just,
Gemini Jackson?
It was the buttered pecan.
Man.
Mm. Yeah, baby.
The only thing
but
I don't
I couldn't really eat the pecans. I was like crunching them on my front teeth.
Yeah.
I was like, this sucks.
Damn.
Because what I wanted was the key lime.
Uh huh. But they were out.
But they don't have it right now. I guess it's a seasonal thing. But that shit bangs.
Seasonal.
I don't think I've never been there when they had
limes.
That
would have
been
always
perfect.
Available.
Dude, like, so they make it.
Make like
they
a put shake, a little and throw bit, a
they
slice put of key lime in there.
They put a whole slice in there, dude. A whole slice
Child's
of key lime
play.
Pie in there, man. Oh.
That's hardcore.
So good.
I hear you. But they didn't have any pie, so you had to settle for buttered pecan.
Which is a banger taste, but not great when your teeth are fucked up.
And my gripe about Andy's is you got to eat it right then and there.
It does.
It does not keep.
Well, they serve it at eating texture.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like whenever you have a bucket of ice cream, and about that point where it's really easy to scoop it and
about
eat it.
About halfway through the pint, you're like, oh, this is the perfect texture, and you can like shovel the
it's
rest
like
down.
Not all melty,
but
it's not all hard anymore.
That's the point where you want your ice cream, you
Which
know what I mean?
Eat it right then
but
and there.
It's hard to do, I guess, to go because...
Yeah, you can't get it and take it home and then...
Wait for it to thaw.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I hear you. But
it's meant to be eaten
there.
It's
expensive.
It is expensive. But...
For your meal... Like,
everything's expensive.
Evens out.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a $7 meal.
Damn. Was it big, though?
For 1,000 calories, man.
Yeah. It served up in like a blizzard, blizzard fashion?
Like a cup.
Yeah, but it's not scoops. It's like blended something.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
A, like a paper cup.
No, it's plastic. It's plastic. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. They don't do the blizzard thing though, because that shit would go everywhere.
That'd be unfortunate.
That would suck. That's
what we have for lunch.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings rising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her human heat warmed my tongue and her. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get the arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include but are not limited to sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to puppy Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's job, entitled guys. To the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-dum. I said split! Da-dum. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! Da-dum. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Da-dum. Da-dum.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!